Vectis Radio, FM 104.6.
This is a public announcement. Vectis Radio has been hijacked. You are now listening to the 4P's takeover. Normal service will be resumed in due course.
The Short Breaks 4P's podcast, building confidence through radio.
Vectis Radio Weather with Short Breaks, now bringing you the 4P Saturday course for young people with disabilities or additional needs. To find out more, click www.iwork.com/shortbreaks.
Hello, I'm Ophelia and here's your weekly weather. Monday we can expect light rain and a moderate breeze, highs of 11, lows of 5. Tuesday we can expect sunny intervals and a fresh breeze, highs of 9, lows of 3. Wednesday we can expect sunny intervals and a gentle breeze, highs of 9, lows of 4. Thursday we can expect light clouds and a gentle breeze, highs of 9, lows of 5. And Friday we can expect light cloud and a moderate breeze, highs of 10, lows of 7. And that's it for weather this week. I'll update you more next week. Bye for now.
In Isle of Wight news this week, trading standards are reminding residents to be on the lookout for doorstep traders. Whilst these seem to be more prevalent during the spring and summer months, we have been made aware that there are traders currently on the island and trying to take advantage of our older and more vulnerable residents. Please remember, never trade on the doorstep. Your home is your castle and you do not have to allow anyone into it. This can include, but not limited to, traders trying to force you to get work carried out on your property, such as roofing, gardening, drives, tree and hedge cutting, but also callers who are trying to sign you up to cheaper or better energy deals. If you think you need work doing on your property, to get quotes from reliable traders, either by recommendations from friends and family or from the Isle of Wight Council Trader Approval Scheme. No cold calling stickers can be obtained from trading.standards at isleofwight.gov.uk. If a trader is getting forceful and refusing to leave, you can call the police on 101 or trading standards in office hours on 823000, option 1. The Medical Eye Centre in Newport is to close its doors at the end of the month, with patients set to be moved to Ryde. Located at Gray's Walk off Scarrett's Lane, the Medical Eye Centre has been a long-established favourite with islanders. In August last year, the sister shop in Ryde was closed following a merger with Ryde Opticians. Now it has been announced that the Newport shop will also close, with patient records transferred to Ryde Opticians on 40 Union Street, Ryde. The doors will close from 1st February 2020. A glittering gala evening will be held in memory of Gloria Minghella in support of two island charities who were close to her heart. White charity supporters have organised the Black Tie and Tiara event at Northwood House on 7th of February in aid of Mountbatten and the Isle of Wight branch of the Motor Neuron Disease Association. The evening of fine dining will include cabaret performances from Steinway artist James Launford and the internationally acclaimed Miss Hope Springs, sponsored by Belinda Wright. Jazz singer Idana Minghella, Gloria's daughter, will also perform during the evening. Meanwhile, Mountbatten is celebrating 30 years of Walk the Wight in 2020, and registration for this year's extra special walk opened this week. The main walk starts at Benbridge and ends at the Needles, but walkers can choose to do half, either from the start or from the midway point at Carisbrook. The 8-mile flat walk from Sandown to Newport is also available for people of all ages and abilities. Pre-island bus services run all day for registered walkers. To register, visit mountbatten.org.uk. The Isle of Wight NHS Trust's football team have received a brand new playing kit thanks to sponsorship by the local branch of Unison. Staff from across the Trust regularly come together to play matches for charity, often going head-to-head with colleagues from other organisers such as HM Prison Service, Hampshire Constabulary and the Isle of Wight Fire and Rescue Service. Thanks to sponsorship by the Isle of Wight Health branch of Unison, the players are now really looking the business ahead of their 2020 games. And finally, injured, unwanted and neglected animals have been given a boost thanks to a revamp which has transformed the Isle of Wight's RSPCA Animal Rescue Centre. Rebuilding work has now been completed and the animal shelters team are looking forward to offering the best possible care for animals needing rescue, rehabilitation and rehoming for many years to come. Officially opened this week with a special ribbon cutting ceremony, the revamp has seen the creation of 41 new cat pens, which have been built alongside 3 new maternity pens and 4 isolation pens. That's all, and I'm Jasper Haycott's O'Toole.
Hello, this is James from Vectors Radio, doing a film review for the 2014 remake of RoboCop. RoboCop was a popular film series in the 1990s and is now remade in 2014 with a different plot but the same general concept. When police officer Alex Murphy is injured in a car bomb explosion, he is turned into RoboCop, a crime-fighting machine. However, when his family get in the way of crime-fighting and the man inside the machine starts to make an appearance, who will win? I tell you, but I don't want to spoil the film for you. That's all for now.
Yo guys, it's Dylan with some random facts for you. First up, we've got newborn elephants suck their trunks for comfort. Then we've got in 2004, in an episode of Sesame Street, the Cookie Monster said that before he started eating cookies, his name was Sid. Shaggy's real name is Norville Rogers. High schools in New Zealand are allowed to keep a pound of uranium on site for educational purposes. Chewing gum boosts concentration. Classical music and metal is good for working. Sleeping through summer is called estivation. I've been Dylan, you've been listening, see you later.
Hello there, adults and children alike. I'm Adam, and welcome to another episode of the History of Radio Broadcasting, brought to you by Vectus Radio. Let us begin. The first broadcast of music was actually made on the 13th of August, 1919, at a demonstration by Ernest Fisk, later Sir Ernest, of Amalgamated Wireless Australasia. However, it was not until November 1923 when the government finally gave its approval for a number of officially recognised medium wave stations. But as quickly as July 1924, the now recently set up sealed set system was declared as unsuccessful and was quickly replaced with a system of A-class and B-class stations, Class A stations being paid for by a listener's license fee. However, from 1929, all Class A stations received their programme from one source, and amateur broadcasters continued to operate on the long and short wave bands. That's it for today. Thank you for listening. Remember to tune in next time for more. I've been Adam. Goodbye.
Hello, this is Jasper with my obscure word of the week. This week's word is brookit. B-R-O-O-K-I-T. Especially of an animal having varied black and white colouring, characterised by a mixture of black and white. Or, especially of a person, a person's features, etc., streaked or spotted with dirt, and sooty or begrimed. That's all, and tune in next week for another obscure word of the week.
Hello, this is Adam with the events for Monday the 3rd of February. Cows, Men in Sheds is occurring at Storeroom 2010 at 10 a.m. The Carer's Lounge is occurring at St Mary's Hospital at 10 a.m. Men in Sheds is occurring at the YMCA in Shanklin at 2 p.m. And Sorry We Missed You UK Film is occurring at Ventnor Film Society, High Street, Ventnor.
Hello, this is Jasper with some of the events for Tuesday, 4th of February. Citizens Advice Isle of Wight Tax Team at Ryde Library at 9:30 a.m. Knit, Natter, Crochet and Chatter Group at Freshwater Library at 10 a.m. Springboard Drop-In Sessions at Ventnor Town Council at 1 p.m. And finally, Museum Insight Hidden Heroes of Ryde Talk at Carisbrook Castle, 2 p.m. That's all, and those were some of your events for Tuesday, 4th of February.
Hello, I'm Ophelia, and here are the events for Wednesday, the 5th of February. First is the Career Lounge at St Mary's Hospital at 10 a.m. Pitch up Roman Villa at Brading Roman Villa at 10 a.m. Pitch up at the pub in Portland in Gernard at 10:30 a.m. West Men's in Sheds Acoustic at Isabel Cafe Newport 6:30 p.m. And Splat Messy Play at the Parish Centre in Newport at 12:45 p.m. And that's it for the Wednesday's events. Bye for now.
Hello, this is James from Vectis Radio doing some events for Thursday the 6th of February in 2020. First up we have Braiding Art Group at St Mary's Church Hall at 10 a.m. Next we have Gym for Careers at Riverside Centre at 11 a.m. Next up we have Walking Netball at West White Sports and Community Centre at 6 p.m. And lastly we have Harry Potter's Books Night Try with the Tournament at Medina Bookshop in Cowes at 6:30 p.m. That's all for now. This is James from Vectis Radio.
Hello people, this is Dylan with the events for Friday the 7th of February. Starting off, we've got the Mountbatten Hospice Exhibition at the Key Arts at 9 a.m. Oh, then we've got the Careers Lounge at St Mary's Hospital at 10 a.m. Then we've got the Men and Sheds Acoustic at the Old School in Wootton Bridge at 2 p.m. And then last but not least, we've got the Vectis Jive Club at Wootton Bridge Community Centre at 7:45 p.m. Those are some great events for this week. I've been Dylan, you've been listening. See you later.
That's it for this week's Short Breaks show. Thank you for listening.
The Short Breaks 4Ps course, building confidence through radio. Are you aged 11 to 19? Would you like to build your confidence and improve your communication skills? Well, why not come join us on the 4Ps Short Breaks course every Saturday morning? You can find full details on our website, 4ps.org.uk.